Yeah, we all on. Thank y'all for just coming to Just Talk with Sam show. We are back for another week. Hope all y'all didn't leave with us. This time we got a guest. We brought this brother back. He was so dynamic in the last show.
Outstanding.
He didn't shoot Bin Laden, but he punched Cobra Commander.
Yes, he did.
Ladies and gentlemen, with a working mic this time.
Outstanding.
My friend, Mr. Brandon Rambis.
It was good to be here.
I'm glad to have him back. And we're going to do a little follow-up from last week. Men who will take their women back, 45 emails. Women who will take their man back, 137.
What's the prices there?
That's all I got. Listen, last week, if you don't want to know what I'm talking about, I'm not finna get into stuff. That's just a follow-up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not finna get into some stories. I'm not finna get into some things about that because I think we left that last week.
Yeah.
As always, I got my good friend. Well, Mr. Cap Morgan couldn't make it today, but I got Mr. Heineken. I'm driving later. Mm. Did a little karaoke. Had some fun this week. But this week, one thing we had to do that I felt remiss if we didn't do, we had to give brothers a chance. Now, I'm bringing my man back to the show. He is, hands down, the most confusing person to have on this show because I don't know if I like him or don't.
Confused, I think, is the most way to do it. I think that's what they call these people, don't they? Confused.
I feel bad. I feel bad a little bit.
I feel bad too.
Mainly because first time he was on the show, a lot of gay rumors got started. Second time he was on the show, allegedly, his girl went down on another man and may or may not have been the greatest radio show I had. People still talking about that. May or may not, allegedly.
The truth of the matter is, if there are gay rumors about you, go ahead.
Allegedly. I'm just saying, allegedly.
Are these alleged gay rumors or allegedly that his girl went down on some other man?
No, the gay rumors are real.
Oh.
Now, as far as the girl.
They're looking too good for you.
I know what it sounds like. I've had it done. It's awesome. So I know the audibles of it. I wasn't there to prove it, though. But one person.
Made it up.
I'm sorry. I'm long-winded. I give horrible introductions. I want to throw this out. To my man. My dude. Person who finna redeem himself.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Give it up for Big Nick.
What's going on, y'all?
Shit. You ain't got no intro?
All I'm gonna say is this.
Music,
huh? That's all I can say.
You wanna wait for it?
Yo.
Fine. Hold up. You gotta be. See, that's what's happening. You ain't cool. You gotta get a little beat with it, man. I'm just saying, man. Have a little swag about you, man. Go ahead, talk, man. Go ahead now. Right, you see how we do this? All right, go talk.
Talk on this?
Yeah, why not? It's
really?
A show.
Hell no. I'm not about to talk about this music like this. Straight on that. Turn that on, girl. You think that's cool? I'm saying, this music cool to you, though?
Man, I'm sorry. We just poking. We just having fun. I feel as though I brought this on in some way. I feel a piece of this is my fault. Just a piece.
First of all.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
First of all, I just want to clear the air with some things. Now, I'm going to say this to everybody.
No, before we get into this, I was asked. I was asked by you, actually. We got it. Before we get into anything serious, we play games around here. You've been on the podcast quite a few times. We play games. We're going to play two today. First game, we got to bring it back. We got to bring back swag testers because it's fun. Who doesn't love good swag tester?
I love good swag testing.
Who wouldn't? As always, I like bring my dude back. We got a quick fresh one. Swag test. Tell me when you're ready. You want an old one or you want a classic one? You want to redeem yourself?
Bring whatever you got.
All right. My man Nick. Time for another edition of Swag Test.
And I'm going to give you one also.
You know.
Swag Tester, baby.
I like that. I'm just going to play it again. I just like that. You know.
Swag Tester, baby.
All right. Check it. Here's what we going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a new, fresh swag tester. Yep. Some that you can't take from answers anybody else gave. You ready?
Yep.
Nick, you a ladies man. Telling me last time you was on the show. You love the ladies.
Yeah, they love me too.
They love you too. That's what I'm talking about. Say it with some soul. Say it with some confidence. I give you take two. Go ahead. How they love you? Come on, give it back.
How they love me?
Don't get just say what the fuck.
No
you just
details,
say.
But it's time. We need to get this moving.
We're getting to that in a second. We're getting that in a second. Let's just go. You on the ship? Let's say you on. I like nautical themes. I try to get my cabana stamp going. You're on the Detroit Princess, right?
Man, I don't want
to
be on no ship.
Hey, but guess what? Swag test. You're on the ship, goddammit. And since you're on the ship, you know, music playing. You got your nice clothes on. They playing some boat music for you. Something you want to hear when you're on the boat. You feeling good? You got your lady.
Feeling baby. Favorite. Come on, we can do
but
it.
But here it is. You got a couple extra Heinekens, right? And you got to go to the bathroom. After you come back from the bathroom, right? See your girl standing there on the docking ship, just leaning over. What you do? You player move. I like this player move. You reach behind her, you grab her by the little smaller the waist, you lean in, you say, "I'm here, baby." But the second you say, "I'm here," you look in her eyes and find out that's not the woman you came on the boat with. She just so happened to be dressed just like the woman you came on the boat with. The woman you dressed came on the boat with, standing across the hall looking at you like you lost your goddamn mind. Use your swag to get out of that. I turn it off. Go ahead and think about that. That's a swag test to put your ass. What? Nobody at the door? No, we can talk.
That must be my house.
Go ahead. Stop looking for time. That's what you're doing. Eating up all the goddamn time. It's supposed to be swag testing.
Somebody at the door.
I like that. I would have used that excuse if I could think of shit.
Oh, you better be thinking too, because this the same one for you.
This not the same one for me. I get a different one.
You need to answer this, and I'll see what he gonna do. But
why he need to answer first? So you can just do some.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, you answer first.
Baby, I got on the same dress. I didn't know that wasn't you.
8.5. Go. 8 out of 10. That's good. Go ahead.
I'll apologize to the woman, but now. Apologize to my wife. Yeah, I obviously got on the same dress, baby. I didn't know that was you. Was my wife standing like in the?
She was standing there when you left. Oh, you get what I'm saying? Okay. All you did, you leave to go use the bathroom.
Okay, baby, you got on the same dress. Didn't know that wasn't you. I apologize to the woman, whoever that was, and then I go back to my wife. Apologize to my wife. Baby, you got the same dress. Didn't know. Probably still hear some shit from it, but.
It is what it is. 8.5. Okay. Nick, go.
Okay.
Go ahead. Right,
the
use
best
sweat.
Answer I got. I'm, all I can say is, like you said, okay.
Okay.
The way she looked in that dress, her physique and everything, it reminded me of you. I thought that was you because nobody else on the ship looked like you, baby. I'm sorry. You know.
Look, you just contradict. Can I take away points from a sweat? Can you get
you can.
Negative
yes,
points?
Yes, you can.
Boy, you got a negative 8.
You would never, ever.
And never,
ever
compare another woman to another woman off the top.
Especially not your
then
girl.
Then I tell
wife.
You I'm a player, I don't care. Nah, she get mad. I paid for this damn cruise. Shit. Got me messed up. Let's go.
1.2. You go crazy. 1.2, shit. Alright, give him something so he gets the points on the board. Goddamn! Bitch, get on my nerves looking like other people. Fuck your problem. I'll beat your ass. I didn't know which one you was.
That's better. You shouldn't dress like other people. Shit.
These niggas still mad about that shit. Should dress like other
it's
people.
Hot. Oh,
hot
to
the song,
hot.
Bitch. And people dress like other people.
It don't matter. Let's
confusing
go.
Me.
Do this.
I know. I know it sounds like we bum rushing a little bit. That's because we is. Just a little bit.
I'm going to sleep.
But what I'm saying to you, sir, one thing, I read Twitter. I read, Facebook. I get some love from this podcast on Facebook. And I get a few from, you know, iTunes and all the other shit I'm on. And synonymously, you have a, I don't know if this is bad or good, but you have a very strong gay following, Nick. Like, for real.
That's fucked up.
It is. I got a question. Is it now?
I'm trying to get myself.
Are we not on a radio show?
But it's
No, okay. I got a question. My question is,
go ahead.
I would know. How did this whole thing with your girl giving some other man head come about?
I'll be the first to throw that out there. Like I said,
him
I feel
and my
little,
brother was in here. Still
I feel a little bit bad because the first show
never happened, though, did it?
No.
Okay.
Now we don't know. Allegedly,
no, I know.
Were you there?
I know.
Were you there?
What that mean?
You was in the room with us, nigga. Allegedly.
You talking about Rosalind?
Hey,
that ain't even my girl, first of all.
I'm just saying, man.
I don't know anybody named Rosalind.
I'm just saying.
Hold on. Excuse me. We got my brother calling right now.
Is that Tyson?
Hello.
That Tyson?
Let me put you on speaker, bro. You on the podcast, too. What's going on? Anyway, what's...
Put him near your mic. What's up? Put him near your mic so you can hear you.
What up, God?
Tyson, way to call in, because you got the best time in the world. We was kind of letting Nick kind of... What's the word I'm looking for? Redeem himself after the, he may be gay rumors start coming up. Remember those?
What?
After the, Rosalind situation where everybody just kind of wrote him off as gay.
Damn.
It's pretty bad, wasn't it? It's a pretty bad scene. You was here.
Yeah.
How would you feel if allegedly, you know, somebody call in the show who may be giving some other nigga head. Allegedly. That's a bad feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, did you want to trade places with Nick that day?
Yeah.
Huh?
You said, was I with him that day?
Would you trade places with him? You know, would you want to be Nick on that day of all days?
Hell no, I wouldn't.
And why is that? Why wouldn't you want to be Nick on that day?
I mean, for the simple fact, he was like, he's a man and he was crying his heart out about a female, so he did kind of make himself look bad. So I wouldn't want to be on that day.
Did his girl suck somebody else's dick?
Allegedly. We don't really know. Allegedly.
But like, here's a better question.
Uh-huh.
What does all the evidence and information point to?
It looks bad.
Right.
Oh.
Okay, before y'all keep going, you ain't got the plug-in thing for the phone no more?
I need batteries for it, but even still, we're using all the mic ports.
Okay.
That's all I want to know. I'm good.
Yeah. So, Tyson, thanks for joining the show. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
And
I'm going on pause because he got to tell me something real quick.
Oh, yeah, I'll pause the show.
Hello.
I'm just telling you to come from the show. What time your sister's leaving?
His mic is still on.
No, it's still something left. I'm about to finish this real quick. No, I'm about to be right back over there. Let me just get this clear. Let's clear the air real quick. Give me about 10 minutes.
All right, we're back. Yeah, got my dude here. I feel bad a little bit taking the credit on a show. That was
beer. I killed beer, man. Beer ain't
it,
shit,
it, I feel bad taking the credit on a show that was just plain awesome when that happened, because you made me one of the. I was in iTunes. I was one of the top 100 that week.
Outstanding.
You got paid a lot, didn't you?
Well,
I
want to
get some of your pay since I was the most liked / most hated person on the show. Can I get something of that?
Here's what you're getting. You get a chance. An opportunity.
Would you? See what I'm saying? Hey, I'm the life of his show.
If you want me to give you $50 and you just be gay for the rest of your life, how much is future pussy worth to you? How much is it?
Because I don't even know how to answer that. What the hell?
How much is it? How much?
I don't know how to answer.
Go
good one. That was good. That was a good one.
How much is future pussy worse to you? How much is it?
What he's saying is, what is more important?
Clearing your name or me throwing you some paper?
Both.
So you just want to be a paid gay guy?
I ain't saying nothing about being gay.
Okay, so this is the time for you.
Meaning I want my money for making your show pop, and I'm gonna clear this rumor about being gay. Cause if
you
we
can't
had
do
a,
both.
If we had a camera, I would go through my phone and show you that I'm not gay, cause I got multiple pictures all day.
Too. It's called the internet.
Don't matter.
I got porn on my phone.
No, ain't no internet.
Show me the pictures.
Ain't no internet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Look to your left. Look to your left.
You can look at all your pictures.
Look to your left.
Oh, dear.
Look at Jaleesa McCurry.
Oh, wait. You can't because ain't no naked ones, right? Or that still don't mean nothing.
No, it don't mean
just,
anything.
Hey, just because you in hot water, don't try to bring a nigga with you.
Oh, no.
Just don't. All right, just address the gay rumors, and we'll work out the financials later.
All right, I don't even know what the gay rumors are. First of all, how was I gay? That's the question to you. Hell no.
All right.
Right, exactly.
All right, can y'all let me answer the question, people without a mic? People without a mic?
Well, give me your damn mic and I'm having a damn mic. How about that?
Stop trying to be involved.
No, I'm
going to
be involved.
All right, your gay rumor started. And I'll tell you, because it's news to him. You haven't been able to get on the Marvell 101 tweets, so you haven't seen Twitter. There was a lot of chat. It was a lot of chat.
So my timeline probably was filled.
It was a little chatting because people wanted. It wasn't so much if it's bad or if it was. They just wanted to know.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
So you overcompensate. I call that overcompensate right now.
No, it just don't sound right on the radio.
It really don't.
Right, it don't.
It
man.
Really don't.
So explain to me, how did I become gay?
No, what you just said.
You said that's what I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking about the lingerie football.
These people won't be able to see.
Oh, they was talking about lingerie football. See, look at this.
See, now it just sounds
females like, call it right now. What is you talking about? I'm a player. Do you want to hear this conversation?
Yes.
No, I'm straight because she's from Louisiana. You know what I'm saying?
That don't mean shit.
I ain't got time for that.
You was in Tokyo. You heard me just fine, didn't you?
Heard you just fine.
You was in Tokyo on a podcast?
Well, he heard me.
It don't matter. Let me just clear these rumors.
Okay.
First of all, they want to claim I'm gay because I ran out of here.
No. Here's why you claim you're gay.
Why? Go ahead. Tell it to me.
Now, Tyson cool as hell. Now, I like Tyson.
He's all right.
He's gay.
I'm not see, I'll let me finish talking for you. Dig the hole a little deeper for yourself. Had Tyson there. Tyson was on the show. He didn't say much, but, you know, he said enough. And you got an argument over Roslyn, is it? Right? I mean,
yeah, Roslyn. I didn't get in an argument though.
No. With him, cause she's a little cutie patootie. I give you that. She is.
And he went out and met her.
I met her.
Anything, you know.
She was a cutie patootie. Yeah. You just. Oh my. But she's a cutie patootie. And what happened was, you got into a brief argument with Tyson about is it okay if you should call this cutie patootie.
Because
gay.
Okay.
All right.
Let me address this. Hold on.
Okay.
First of all, my ex brought up on me talking about she might be pregnant, right?
Okay.
And obviously it was just attention because it wasn't true. Because I'm like, for somebody to be pregnant, you still wouldn't be drinking and smoking, of course. And you know I wouldn't go for that, of course. And you didn't show me no documents. You didn't show me nothing. Oh well. I stand corrected. Somebody, lady just told me that she know people that steal.
They can hear her.
Oh. Okay.
Let the man finish the story.
It wasn't true, but when I first found out, I told Rosalind on the spot, because that was the girl I was kicking it with.
That's what started
the argument. Against
argument by ass.
Between me and Rosalind, and she was mad and
wouldn't
talk
ass.
To me.
I have never had an argument like that.
She wouldn't talk to me. She didn't want to. She was telling me to lose her number, all of that.
And then
I ain't about to lose her over something that even didn't happen. But
I'll stop you there.
I told her.
Now that argument allegedly led to allegedly.
He made that up.
Allegedly.
See, he's like. He the one said that. He said, oh, so she probably sucked another nigga dick now just cause he mad at you. He made that up. That was all on him.
Allegedly?
No. He made that up.
Okay. So did you or did you not call a woman on the podcast? Same podcast.
My friend I had on the show?
When I was like, hey, call a chick. Remember that? Granted, you was like 4 or 5 bottles in. You was... But you don't remember.
Oh, that spins everything out of your ballpark now.
No, it doesn't.
I was almost with you.
Hold on, wait.
Okay.
Wait. I don't think I was, that wasn't the time.
I will play this goddamn show back. I will.
So I called my friend. Ashley, what's her name? I'm saying, I called her.
As long as we don't give last names, we okay.
Yeah. Oh, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
I do, motherfucker. I don't want to get sued. Say first names, goddamn it.
First names only.
Defamation, goddamn it. If you say first names, you straight.
But if I say first and last, it's over.
For him.
I should get you in trouble just for making that gay rumor, because you the one started.
Made the gay rumor.
See this?
How did it start?
It started with him and Tyson. It started with him and Tyson arguing.
Hold on, go ahead.
If
go
it's
ahead.
Okay to we'll call Roslyn.
No, but like, I thought the gay rumor.
Okay.
I heard the gay rumor.
Me and Sam's friend, one of our friends, she listened to the show. She's like, dude, who is the two gay niggas you keep having on the show?
That's also there too. I will play.
It got to be something more than that.
No. What started it is him and Tyson arguing.
Watch how many females I pull tonight just because of that. And I'm going to call them all on the show next time.
You spiting people just to prove that you're not gay. Don't
that's...
Hurt. Hell yeah.
You know what?
That shit don't
and
work.
I'm glad you did that.
So basically the rumor came from someone saying or hearing...
Hey, wait. Hurry up. Because it's almost time for me to book out.
No, he got to go.
Oh, you got to go?
No, I'm saying not shit. I'm saying it's almost time for me to book out.
If it is, you know, you addressed the gay rumor. We figured it out.
Let's put it like this. Ain't nobody on this side of the mic gay. I'm not going to say the other word because we have ladies in the house. But you know what I'm about to say. The P word.
Pussy.
It's constant.
Oh.
So let's put it like that. When I want it.
You talking about pussy.
When they want me and I don't feel like it, I don't get it. And I tell them I don't feel like it. Call me tomorrow.
Are you talking about pussy?
Yes, sir. But I'm not going to say it because I got the respect for older people. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've said it.
Yeah, for sure. So y'all got it. Somebody in a yellow sundress, you know.
No one can fuck it. It's the radio, god damn it. How do you fuck that up every time?
We might see somebody in yellow sundress on the way to where we're going after this. And they may listen.
Nah.
That would be just too funny. I would laugh for the rest of the night.
Nah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. Nah. Since I done cleared that, y'all motherfuckers need to stop saying I'm gay. You know, because I can't find out who you are. Thank you. And
if you would like to find out who these people are, I'm sorry, what's your Twitter address again?
Oh, Twitter is Team Swagzy. That's all it is. TEAMSWAGSZY. So, it's Team Swagzy, like I said.
You must be one of the funniest guys ever.
That's what I'm talking about. Follow me
on Twitter all day. Because y'all got questions, you can write me, direct message me, whatever. Follow me first. I'll follow you back, then we can talk. But if you say I'm gay, I'm going to fuck you up. And I can't find you. I have a lot of, you know, people in law enforcement. Don't think I can't because I found a lot of people before. But that's the past. Anyway, I got to go.
Outstanding.
It's females calling.
Good.
Time to go get drunk.
I feel you.
And I don't know what the night going to bring after all of that. I'ma be in some anyway, first of all.
Yo, I hear you.
The beat coming on, and I will kick a little flow, but I ain't gonna do that. I'ma go ahead and get out of here. Once again.
Kick a flow real quick.
Kick a flow real quick.
No, let me tell you. Kick a flow about pussy and how you not get. I've been so lonely, girl. I've been so sad and down.
I got it now. They can hear this music.
They can hear you. They can hear me. All right,
we can do it like this. Okay. I'm out, y'all.
Come back. He gonna change it for you. He gonna change it. Oh shit.
I'm
spinning. We got like roughly half an hour left. Damn.
Well.
Well, I'm glad Nick came in and dressed the rumors. I'm pausing too hot. Give us a quick second, y'all. We make that group of butt shit. I'll come to your house and have an orgy in your motherfucking fish tank. Fish tank. Now where I belong, girl. Making love to other gay fish. Gay fish. I really get around. I'm a slut of the sea. When I say I got crabs, I mean it literally. I was eating dinner and just had to go down on that mackerel on the dish. Cause I'm the gayest of the gay fish. Gay fish. Gay fish. Alright, we back! We back, man. That was... Feel good about that. We had to walk my man out. We kind of taking commercial breaks and shit like that. We ain't got that on the podcast. My man Nick making his triumphant return to the podcast. And, he addressed those rumors. He addressed the shit out of those rumors. Who I have sitting next to me right now. This is an action-packed show because I got guests just coming in, coming out, interchanging. Sit next to me. Oh, I'm sorry. If you got questions, comments, concerns, and anything else like that, you know, always hit us up. JustTalkWithSam@gmail.com. JustTalkWithSam@gmail.com. Facebook or Twitter. Mine. SamShow11. You can tell us what you want on Twitter. Whatever you got. But I did say earlier, we play two games on this podcast. We'll get there. But second game we like playing. We ain't break this thing out in a while. Game call. Don't judge me.
Don't judge me.
Don't judge me is when you say, because we kind of, Nick gone, we kind of ran out of shit to talk about. Don't judge me is a game to start up conversation. All right, random, you knew. Pick a number between 1 and 4.
2.
All right, 2. That means we're going to go around the circle 2 times telling somebody, almost like a confessional, something that you do that people may judge you. Then right after that, you say, don't judge me. Whatever's the most interest, we'll talk about that for a little bit. I'm just talking with Sam Shaw. Email us at Twitter.
We're going to get the mic.
Huh?
Tosh, you might want to be a part of this.
Because she going to judge. She going to judge, goddammit. She don't want to be a part of this. She going to judge.
Okay.
You going to judge. But anyway, I'll start it off. Oh. I'll start off. We'll go around the circle 2 times. When I get my haircuts, especially in the summertime, while waiting on my haircuts, I gamble on the Little League games outside of the barbershop. Don't judge me.
When I put my uniform on, I think I'm better than people.
Judge them.
I have gay friends.
We just don't better. We'll judge. When I go to pee at 3 o'clock in the morning every night, I always check behind my shower because I'm sure someone's there to stab me. Don't judge me.
I don't care.
What? What? We'll get into that in a second. Whatever's the most interesting, whatever's the most talk about. Go ahead, Brett. Why's the nigga dial it back just to talk about that shit?
Okay, here's one. Been in the Navy now for about 4.5 years, down to 5.
Okay.
And now, and I'm almost feeling less and less uncomfortable every time I take a shower.
I'm judging, goddamn. I want you, bad as hell. I'm feeling less and less uncomfortable. What the fuck happened the first time? Shit. I'm sorry. Let your wife get a shower. Let your wife get a. Go ahead. I'm looking in your direction. Goddamn.
Let's see. I take long.
Look at her just
hot showers. Think about great things in life, like, you know, little bunnies and taking walks.
I want to judge.
And it makes
me feel
better.
I don't
want
to judge. I'm upset at you. That's all.
Don't judge me.
What was the most interesting? I know yours. I'm looking in your direction, goddammit. Well, that shower shit, but my shower shit ain't no better.
I think everyone.
Which one you want to talk about? My shower shit or your shower shit?
We're going to talk about Brandon.
You hear what I said?
You get the show on iTunes, baby.
Okay, well. What you talking about, man? After being in the military, I'm not completely comfortable with it, but after doing it all this time, I've come to the realization, what can I do about it? Every time I walk in the shower, there will be another guy in here.
So, don't go all Nick on me or that, but you just...
So you're comfortable with taking showers?
Yeah, I know.
No, it's not that. It comes down to like this. Okay, here you go.
He ain't comfortable.
Here you go.
You just expect another man to be there. Naked.
That's how it is all the time. Picture this, right? You in the Gulf. There is no shade. Nothing but water, humidity. You're hot, disgustingly. So I'm gonna take a shower. Will you be the only person that feels this way? Doing my job? No, you won't. I'm gonna take a shower. We only got 6 showers, 130 people in the building.
Alright. Well.
Well.
Still kind of gay. I know. I'm still kind of gay.
Okay.
I know I ain't the only one there. I'm like, all right, look. Granted, it's 100, some change, 6 showers. I almost expect another man to be there butt ass naked when I take a shower. Luke gay. I understand. It's rationalized. You can't shake the gators.
Comfortable with taking showers.
Can't get too comfortable, but.
I get it. I get it.
Get
what
it,
I'm gonna do?
Sam?
Not take a shower.
I get it.
You get it.
I understand it. That don't make it less gay. But I throw myself under the bus. I'm serious. Every night, I wake up around 3 o'clock in the morning to go pee. A little after Tasha go to work. And when I go pee, it's pitch black dark in my house. And I peel back the curtains of the shower every time because I am sure there's a nigga there ready to fight. I am sure there's a nigga there.
Are you being funny or are you like dead serious?
I am 100% serious. Look, I understand there's some things with me that is, and there's no rationalization at all. Every time, every night, like clockwork, you can see me go take a pee. There you go, motherfucker. Oh, and that's it. That's it. Every time. And I'm serious. My mom used to always say, lock the door behind you. And I didn't do it as a kid. And she said, next time you lock the door, somebody may be behind you. And from that point on, I locked the door like a motherfucker around this house. And I feel safe in my own house, but I think he's in here.
Who?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's like little shit with me, like, and I'd be a man, I can admit this. For a long time, I used to have reoccurring dreams where I would, shit, we need something to talk about next show because I'm telling on myself and shit. But I used to have reoccurring dreams where I would talk to me from the future and I get mad at him because he won't tell me shit that's about to happen to me. Because if he tells me the shit that's about to happen to me, I can stop it because I'll be from the past.
I've seen myself in the future. Or at least what I think I may be in the future.
Did he tell you what the fuck will happen?
Career-wise.
Oh, career-wise. No, this nigga tells me day-to-day shit. You could walk down the alley and you're going to be
future,
the man.
The guy from the future that I've met, he's a senior chief. His name is Senior Chief Henry, Derek Henry.
But it's not you. I met
Listen to me,
me 20 years from now.
Listen to me now.
Handsome man.
This
and
guy,
I say that the most heterosexual way possible.
You'll meet him. I'm sure you meet him. But this guy...
Can she meet him right now if she needed to?
Not till next March.
Well, I can't meet that version of me until 20 years from now.
You meet him in less than a year.
See that shit? He's not crazy. I may be. Just a little bit. And future me just, tells just me shit. Subject,
they hitting each other pretty hard. I thought it was supposed to be just like
no, you know, no. This is why I watch LFL.
Hitting each other around, but these girls are hitting each other harder than them up.
It's not a plug. It's not a plug, but yeah, LFL. We watch LFL when we do the podcast. But yeah, I've met me in a future.
There are a lot of guys there.
Oh, it should be.
It would be though when you think about it.
I've met me in a future. Me in a future is a dick. Fucking hate that guy, mainly because he won't tell me shit.
I got a membership here.
Yeah,
we need to get one.
Like I asked,
is this still a Sam's Club?
Yeah, it's up the street. Like I asked future me what Tasha was going. Not up the street, up the street from there.
Oh,
on the street.
All right.
I asked future me. I asked future me what Tasha was gonna look like in 20 years. I need to know if everything was kept right. You know, that's some shit. If you can ask yourself from 20 years from now what this nigga gonna look like, you wouldn't do it.
I would show you. I would. I don't age. I have to show my ID. I mean, honestly, do I look without hair? Just all without hair, no facial hair. Do I look that much different from high school 10 years ago?
Shit, no, you don't.
You don't either. So, hey.
Yeah, that's why I asked future me if anything was going to happen to me. And this motherfucker just sit in the dark with a lit cigarette. He's not smoking. He just has a lit cigarette in his hand. And he tells me shit that's going to happen to me. Oops. That could happen to me. So, I don't even know what to believe of future me. I'm not crazy, man. Don't judge me. Right. I'm not. A little bit.
But you know, you're not crazy, Sam, but I will say that you're one person that don't change.
You're very,
along with myself. Well, we'll put it like this. In this circle, me, you, Mike, me, you,
yeah, Mike been on the show. They know me, who you, Mike, and Brandy.
When I put in that circle, when I put in that circle, you know what? No, I'll say it later.
Yeah.
You know, between that circle of us four people, we have not changed. We're almost predictable.
Yeah. The show,
within those four people.
With the show, they know us as the You Ain't Shit Friends. Because each one of us, if anybody tried to pull a high horse, like I knew you and you wasn't shit.
Well, you. You about right?
Yeah, any one of us can pull that shit.
Yeah. Mike always been good at math, but it was that time in eighth grade. We ain't had no money to go out.
Yeah, it was that time in eighth grade where we fuck with him about not going out because he counted the money he couldn't use to go out. And Mike, if you listening,
we love you, brother. We love you, man.
Get your ass on this podcast, man.
Yeah, man. We need Herbie to come on back. Whenever Mike come back, that's me and my wife coming back.
Yeah, because Mike
be back for Thanksgiving or Christmas or something.
Probably. When Mike came back, he was on the podcast. And I dig Mike, cause Mike, he forced the audience to talk to him,
Mike's a smart dude.
He hit me to some shit instead of just talking.
Master's degree in mathematics.
He threw it out there and people kinda came back to him. I just thought you just had to talk for 30 minutes. And one other thing, since we run out of steam, this may be a quick podcast. I could answer a question, I just plain don't feel like it.
No, wait till.
But one thing I will do. It wouldn't be remiss if I didn't talk about, because this week we got two sponsors, not just one, two. And the first sponsor I want to talk about is Kenny Rogers Roast. I mean, who doesn't like Kenny Rogers Roast? Like, you know, they pay me like to talk for a minute about how good Kenny Rogers Roast is on this podcast. But if they wasn't paying me, I'd still talk about Kenny Rogers Roast. I mean, Kenny Rogers Roasters, roasted chicken? When the last time you had some roasted chicken? Your last name? Well, we ain't gonna say your last name, but guess what? We know what it used to be. And that says you like roasted chicken. That's your name, say. But either way, you got a little boy growing in your stomach right now. And when you kick that baby out, you gonna take him to Kenny Rogers in Ontario Mills Malls in Ontario, Canada, or Ontario, Florida, or Ontario, California. Goddamn, they put this thing in front of the same. I can't read. Ontario, California, at the Ontario Mills Mall. Don't be confused like I was. Tampa, Florida. That's where I was. And pieces of Orlando.
What was the name of that chicken place? It was the chicken place right up there on Cashew.
It don't matter because they had Kenny Rogers.
No, what was some type of?
Kenny Rogers roasts. Get some roasted chicken bites. In Ontario. Now open it in Malaysia. The secret to surviving is
knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep.
But second sponsor, I guess, local sponsor. I like reaching out to the community. The community that made me who I am. I like giving back. And this...
Hello, Detroit.
The only thing I can say about this place is...
You caught my soul.
They have been around since 1996. And that is U.S. Transmission and Bail Bonds on the other corner of Sanford and Gratiot. Now... U.S. Transmission and Bail Bonds. They'll get you out of jail and on your way. I can't think of a slogan.
Out of jail and on your way.
They'll bail you out. Keep going. U.S. Transmission and Bail Bonds. Your one-stop shop for all your criminal deeds. I'm sorry, y'all.
This should be funny. Wait, is there going to be people listening that's going to jail?
I hope not. Please don't take away my money. Like with Kenny Rogers the first day, we had to think of some slogans and we just stopped. We was like, damn, that's good chicken. Kenny Rogers Roasters. Take that, Dolly Parton. Kenny Rogers Roasters. And then we just start talking about Kenny Rogers Roasters. And I want a slogan for
Kenny
what
Rogers is some good chicken.
It is some good chicken.
There's no denying that.
But just in case you couldn't make it because you got locked up, you can always go to U.S. Transmission and Bail Bonds. Get your car fixed. Hell, free legal advice. Well, I would call it free. Almost free. Free enough.
Yeah. Almost free.
Almost free.
Ain't free.
It's a good price. It's a reasonable price. How much a bail bond usually costs?
I don't know.
But
do you know?
But if you was looking. But if you needed to know, you could ask what place. U.S. Transmissions at Bail Bonds.
Outstanding. It fits the transmission and
bail bonds on the other corner of Gratiot.
Somebody else did that. Who else did that? Is it a movie?
I don't know, but they ain't better.
No. There was you and I wanted to go see this movie.
I want to say Fast and Furious.
No,
but I'm
Head
not
of State.
Sure.
Bernie Mac.
Head of State. That's what it was.
Bernie Mac. He was a bail bondsman and he was vice president.
And he fixed your transmission. And God rest Bernie Mac.
God rest in peace.
But if you want close, you can always go. U.S. Transmission and Bail Bonds.
Outstanding.
On the other corner. Actually, it's the fifth corner. Of the Gratiot of Sanford.
I had a question.
What, fifth corner?
No. I saw that one. I saw that shit.
The fifth corner. Like it is Bruce, the fifth corner.
Yeah, they wasn't like Bruce the Bat. No, I got the fifth corner.
It's the fifth corner.
But, I had a question.
We got time. We can ask questions.
No,
I haven't asked
you
questions
honestly,
in 3 weeks.
Honestly. There are a lot of questions I have, but I would like for till tomorrow, if it's possible, for another person to be here to answer a lot of these questions.
I haven't asked a question. I want Brandy to answer. That's why that was a ploy of asking Brandy to come over here.
Yes.
Because I got a list of questions for the Just Talk with Sam website. Well, so you can always email us at Just
tomorrow
Talk with Sam.
We're having our good friend Brandy of
X amount of years. 96. Who knows at this point?
96 is what.
And we're going to try to sneak her on the podcast. And when we try to sneak her on the podcast, that'd be an earlier show, and hey, it is what it is. He doing the math right now, but people who listen to iTunes, I say stay tuned, because you may want to hear about what this woman has to say.
16 years!
16 years, and she's going to be on the show tomorrow, but in y'all time, it's like 2 weeks.
I've known you for 18 years.
It'd be a week from this
I've
show.
I've known him for 18 years. When Brandy gets here.
It's going to be a lot of questions. I probably won't even play games. I probably would just straight up ask a question, mainly because I haven't asked a goddamn question from the Just Talking With Sam site the last 3 weeks.
I'm more than sure that when Brandy gets on the show, it will be a lot more interesting. I want, if it's possible, I would like everybody to have a mic, because I want everybody to be a part of this, if it's all possible. And not to take away from the Mr. Jermaine McClain, right?
After the last time he was on the show, he got something to say, but on the same token, I really need him on that board.
By all
means.
What about the other chief?
I'm willing to believe he either knows I have a podcast or don't know. What? He knows there. I tried to sneak him on for Father's Day, and that didn't work.
I would very much so love to be on the same microphone with him.
I would love to have a microphone with him because I just turn off mine and go do some shit. This is his show at this point.
Well, how much time we got left?
Because we have roughly 10 minutes, but it's my show. I will end this bitch early. Anybody else got anything to say?
Because tomorrow we have a busy day. We have to go to
I know.
You know,
I'm going to get something to eat.
We got a good hour in the morning, and then come on back.
Well, I want to thank all the guests that came up. I want to thank good friends, Mr. Brandon Keith.
Yep.
I want to thank his wife, Dominique, for stopping by. If I hadn't thanked one more person, that'd be Mr. Nick. And you can reach him at Team Sweat. What the fuck
is
that?
Team Swagsy.
Team Swagsy.
That can't be it. And I refuse to be on the show anymore longer. I refuse to do this anymore.
Okay. Somebody else say bye nice, because I can't have every guest I have today walk off mad. Well, maybe I can have everyone else walk off mad.
Bye.
All right, that's as good as we're going to get. Catch y'all next week. Peace out, y'all.